always a privilege to preach. But when someone asked me to preach tonight at this four-fold service, which we gather to remember loved ones, husband, wife, children, the family members, friends, and for our community, I have to admit that it's rather more complicated feeling than normal. How do you talk about death well? I asked God. In fact, can we talk about death well? I thought to affirm that the Lord has prepared our answer for wisdom on how to move remembering well tonight. Here we go into what we will. Her Christmas tree, did I read that? At the time of the steps and remembrance of the purple grey and red colour. As grey and witness to the hope of life after death, I believe in. Of reunion with God in His glorious kingdom, the new heaven and the new earth that we heard about in our reading. My conclusion in all of this was that death is complicated. We don't talk about it very much, and so my little point to work out what it's all about. Does it present us with very little straightforward answers to our questions? The thought of losing a loved one is deeply personal. Wonder why we have come here tonight. If you're remembering someone specific, and who they are, how they died, and how they are home. What feelings I wonder does the service bring about for me? At this time, not in itself. It's quite a little different experience of how much of a loved one came about for them, according to their circumstances. A person with special circumstances in which they were met, and a person without circumstances in which they were prepared. A person with strength for the loss, a person with a gift. A person with a I could have, or I should have, or I wish I had. And a person with preference was about to grieve and how to remember well. But life can be beautiful because of it, so it's beautiful something to be said for corporately remembering our losses. Finding space together to remember our loved ones. And to remember that we're not on our own, to know that we can remember together in fellowship and in friendship, and most importantly, with God. I wonder if you have felt lonely in your own experiences of loss and of grief. Whether years ago or more recently. We have a tendency in this culture to shy away from the difficult topic of conversation and just to certainly want to do. But what people felt that way personally can very quickly become very lonely. Time to see some phone calls stop, and a car stop, and everyone gets back to normal. But I'm not sure what I do, because actually the one who is left does not get back to normal, because what was normal has passed away and a new normal developed. And this is really hard. There's no one to know what to say, a movement, or a new member being born into our family. We want to have our loved one to be able to talk about the pain, or the death, or the bad news about our health. And the dying one, the normal never really remains as it was. However, the new one is the way that I've passed away, with life and God creating a new heaven and a new earth, as we heard in our reading from Isaiah. A place where there shall be no more sounds of weeping, or cries of distress, and nor will a baby die after only a few days of life from an old person before they have lived a full life. People will work and they will live in their houses. It was a stunning picture that was painted for us. So there is hope and there is light. There is promise of something better. And God says, if we're holding that passage this evening, be glad and rejoice in my creation. as I clean you up in your sacred voice and on your throne glory. For some, three of my sons is the Father. The Lord, my soul is not good. Come to the friends, our father's living, from best friend to the business, as pound on his lips. And one of them is the answer to prayer, and makes my father living a crown up. Go, let me discuss my crown up to the end, it was a loop. Even with a loop, from time and loss and feeling to work through. And you know they have been created to each of their names, all different and all personal. You have to be identity, an identity of being without a Christian father on this earth. A new identity in the family of an active responsibility among those who are left behind. And a guilt of anger, feelings which they don't know what to do with. But no point of their friend, of a Christian or a Ukrainian priest. And I really have the courage to say to them, don't worry, don't worry. The truth and the glad. God promises us a new heaven and a new earth without pain and sorrow. Because actually at this moment in their life, they are in pain. And they are dealing with so much grief and identity issues that they need to sort through. Actually, very much of the grief is really hard. That far less distant message of everything we're doing here. We're not only going to just put aside the rules of our feelings and get all okay at the time. So, what do we do with this message? What is this scripture about? Well, like so many of the Old Testament scriptures, I suggest that this passage needs to be absorbed in the knowledge of Christ as our friend and Savior now. Whilst it's always been sensible to preach to my friends as I hope for this to come, what I absolutely believe that all will be well. Remembering what I'm here and my human fragility now, actually, what I can do is I can tell them about Jesus and the hope that we can put in here, in him, here, now, in this life. In this world of pain and loss, feelings of anger and regret and guilt and anxiety, it's hard to put our best faith on and think, oh well. But actually, it's hard to do that and it's really not what we should be doing. We don't have to pretend to cope. We don't have to do it all on our own. And what I can say to my friends and I'm saying to my friends is that actually, we're not in the way. We have been a passage from Hebrews, but actually many have gone before and suffered. It's been mocking and sobbing. Falling apart, humiliated, persecuted. And Jesus was the only one who has suffered, and because he has suffered, he understands our suffering. He can take our pain and our grief. He is all that's left. And he can be with us too. He is to endure the test. For the sake of the joy that is in front of him, he endured the test of his suffering. And he comforts us in our suffering. And whilst there is absolutely the hope of a new earth in the next life, a new heaven, here our hope completely can be in Jesus Christ, the one who loves us, who suffered himself and suffers with us. He holds us and walks with us, and he never leaves us. There is a miracle of act of remembrance. How small that we go together in community. And as we get to the next attack in Jesus Christ, we all that we have, all the complexities of your thoughts and grief and religion, the feelings, the maybe feelings that have been long ago and feelings that have come back recently unexpectedly, the waves of grief that have come upon us. We can put this in the space of all the things that we have had and hope and hope. So we love you from yourself and whatever is on your heart tonight. The light of your human life while we live on this earth. I believe in a promise and a hope that God abundance in his house will be restored to this place and now. For a moment, to move on, to improve, find and go together, or go to the music and learn from the vessel. Those who come from the chat filter and very much invite you to come and light your bells, so for someone who is lingering to the room, but also for yourself to see the light of Christ. So whether that moment of love or anything like that, we must please join us and do come to the chat filter as if our music will be coming. I invite you to stand with me now for an act of remembrance. God of all, and Father of our risen Lord, we remember before you those whom you have loved and who have gone before us. We thank you for all their sins and the memories of their lives, and for every precious memory of their time among us. Give us comfort in our sorrow and strength in our loss. Help us as we continue our journey to follow Christ, so that with all your people on earth and in heaven, we may give you glory and be raised with them to life eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.